Web hosting for Lowdown Radio is provided by HostGator.com. Use the code LOWDOWNRADIO and receive $9.94 off your next hosting package. Eat up the competition at HostGator.com. You're listening to The Lowdown.
Hey everybody, welcome back to The Lowdown. Today is December the 10th, 2010. My name is Carlos, and I'm joined, as always, by my boy, Bobby Rogue. Bobby, welcome back to The Lowdown.
Hail Oedipus!
So today's kind of a special edition of The Lowdown. It's going to be, even though we're a little bit late on it, it's going to be our one-year reflection. So LowdownRadio.com has been around for a little over a year now. And we're going to talk a little bit about how we got into podcasting, why we got into podcasting, and give a little bit of our reflections on the past year and what we hope to do in the next year. So Bobby, talk to me a little bit about what drew you into the world of podcasting.
Well, as everybody knows, I am a huge technology guru, and Carlos didn't know anything about this. So I called him one day and basically taught him everything I know about technology. No, I'm just kidding. The other way around. So I basically didn't know anything about the computer except to instant message girls and tell them to send me their picture. And to read about wrestling, and that was about it. I didn't even know how to get onto Facebook, so start talking to Carlos starts telling me about this cool idea in regards to podcasting, explains everything to me. That's how I know everything about technology today. And I thought it was just an awesome idea, especially due to the fact that I'm in love with entertainment. I've done some crazy things, like go to pro wrestling school. I've, taken acting classes for 5 years, crazy stuff like that. I may have, drank a few too many beers and jumped into the ring where Hulk Hogan was one time at the Cow Palace. I'm not going to confirm that.
We'll have to talk about that one on the heel turn.
I hear it happened. Might have seen myself on YouTube. But I love entertainment, man, and I think that podcasting is the future of entertainment. I want to be in the entertainment industry, and I am hoping that Lowdown Radio takes off, because I think we got a good product. I think that there are two knowledgeable individuals doing this. I think we had a good test run during the first year, and I hope that the internet starts to listen. How about you, man? What turned you on to podcasting?
I've always been fascinated with radio. And I've always kind of had a childhood dream of being a DJ, but not like a turntable kind of DJ, but somebody that gets on the mic and talk about stuff, which is really weird because I'm really a big introvert. I'm not very social, in real life. I tend to be very quiet until people get to know me.
Doesn't even talk on the telephone.
I don't talk on the telephone, nor do I answer the telephone. So I looked at this as an opportunity to not only break out of my shell, to help me speak a little bit better in public, because one thing I have noticed, and if you could probably go back to the first shows and you can see the evolution of how the show sound at the beginning versus how they sound now. And, hopefully a year from now, we're talking about how much better we sound. I looked at it as a big learning opportunity, not only to speak better publicly, to get out there a little bit more, to be a little bit more extroverted in the stuff that I do. But really, I mean, the things with this particular podcast, the way it came about with me working with Bobby is, me and you have been friends for, going on 6-7 years now.
2002, 2003,
yeah,
I think. Yeah.
Yeah. Right around that time we had first met each other, and,
he laid eyes on me.
And it was love at first sight.
Then some chick Mildred came along and broke us up.
It wasn't until I got back from, I was stationed overseas. It wasn't until I got back from England that, we started having these phone conversations about just random stuff, whether it be, oh, did you go check out this latest movie, or did you happen to see WWE wrestling this week or whatever? And we realized, like, damn, we have some really good in-depth conversations on the phone. Why don't we record this and put this out and let's see who bites and let's see who has the same type of interest. And, and believe it or not, as small as the show still is, we've got a small little audience that I never anticipated. You know, if you look at our stats and our download stats, they're not the greatest, and hopefully we make them a little bit better. But the fact of the matter is, it isn't just me and you downloading this on iTunes. It isn't just me and you download, or, you know, going to the website and listening to it on the website. You know, there's on any given episode, you know, we'll have 30 or 40 people downloading, you know, different people downloading this episode, and hopefully they're listening to it, and hopefully they're getting a little bit out of it. You know, I know one of the things that I want to work on is, you know, and me and you have talked about is getting a solid recording schedule, number one, but number two is engaging a little bit more on our Facebook page, on our Twitter account, and asking for better feedback, and hopefully starting to get some of this feedback, because, you know, we haven't gotten a whole lot of feedback on how we're doing, or how, you know, good or bad. And I'm hoping that's something that we take into the next year and really start to make this a little bit bigger and a little bit better.
Yeah, yeah, and I think it's definitely going to get bigger, and it's definitely going to get better. We can only go up from here, you know, but to the audience that listened to both of our stories, realize, man, you know, we're dreamers, and right now we're actually doing what we dreamed. We're not getting paid for it, you know, it's our own time, but it's fun, man, you know, I've got my fingers crossed that I'm hoping that one day we'll be able to show this recording, you know, in some auditorium, as I'm being handed, you know, some grand prize, like the guy in The Christmas Story, you know, the leg with the lamp.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're recognized for our online air talents, because it's a new thing that people are doing. So, you know, it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool, man. You know, I like where this is going.
Right. You know, and I think I was searching around on the iTunes store the other day, and I was looking at some different podcasts. I was trying to find something, and I think kind of a personal goal I have for the show for next year is to get us on the front page of the podcast page on iTunes. I think that'd be awesome. You know, if there's a whole news and noteworthy section on the front of iTunes in the podcasting section, and if we could somehow make that front page some way, I think that'd be awesome. You know, I know some of the feedback that I've gotten just a little bit, just from people that I know that listen to the show, is that, you know, me and you have a good rapport. You know, you're definitely the more outgoing one, and I'm definitely the more serious one, but for some reason they tend to balance each other out as we're recording a lot. And from the folks that I've talked to, the one or two people that actually given us a little bit of feedback, they enjoy our rapport with each other, it's genuine to them, and I hope that we can continue to build upon that and make the show that much better.
Awesome. And for you online listeners that don't know, but Carlos and I actually received a letter from the Academy the other day.
The rejection, you know, letter.
Shut up, Carlos.
But, you know, that's the funny part is, so, you know, being in this entertainment space, and Bobby got a wild hair up his ass one day, and he decided to write to the Academy Awards to see if we can get credentials to go to the Academy Awards. And he wrote to the Latin Grammys to see if we can get credentials to the Latin Grammys. And I think once we actually get approved for those credentials, then I think we made it a little bit. You know, how awesome would it be to report, you know, to be broadcasting live from the red carpet at the Latin Grammys or the Academy Awards or something like that? And, you know, it all starts somewhere. You know, it's not impossible.
It does. And I'll tell you this, you know, just like print media gets invited, just like, you know, regular correspondents get invited, you know, everybody knows that, you know, online has not even been tapped yet. We're just playing around, you know, with some things. I mean, wait till 3.0 hits, you know, and we're going to say, hey, you know what? Yeah, we were podcasting, but at the same time we were podcasting, we were trying to, you know, get ourselves into these positions where right now print media and, you know, television media is getting into. Yeah. And we're just doing it as online, you know, where I actually have to type to the Academy, what kind of radio station are you? An online radio station. But I'll tell you this, man, you know, they got us, they put us on their list. So we are on the Academy list.
Right.
We receive, you know, tons of press releases, you know, every day. So we are privy to news. And yeah, you know, I'm not going to say they rejected us. I'm just going to say they weren't able to accommodate us at this time.
You know, but that's, I think that's the beauty of it. And that's why we enjoy doing this. You know, like you said earlier, it's not like we get paid for this stuff. We do it, you know, because we enjoy it, because we think it's kind of cool. We love being in this space, and it's something different that, you know, how many people can say that, you know, they got online and they were part of a radio show? And granted, it's not the traditional kind of radio, but it is a different kind of radio. And the thing is, with the nature of the internet, this is going to be around forever. I mean, they're going to look at this 100 years from now, and just as they're randomly searching through what podcasts used to be and what people were talking about back in 2010, you know, maybe somebody's going to come across the show and they're gonna be like, man, these two morons were talking about Tron or talking about Harry Potter or whatever. And you know, maybe it'll be entertaining to them, but I think the bottom line from my perspective is that I just enjoy doing this. I enjoy getting out there. I enjoy recording with you and just talking about random stuff. And you know, if we can bring a little bit of joy to some people, you know, throughout their day, brighten up their traffic commute or their train commute or whatever they're doing, and get them to agree or disagree with us, whether it be on wrestling or whether it be on movies or whether it be just on some random thing you thought of, you know, then I think our job is done. You know, if we provide a little bit of entertainment for somebody, then we've done some good in this world.
Yep. And internet listeners, don't worry. You know, we are continuing to improve. I'm just waiting for Carlos to do a better job at work so he can get bonuses. And then we are going to up our product.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
And I think that's the big thing for 2011. I mean, you know, behind the scenes, we've been talking a lot about how we can evolve the show and how we can make it better. Definitely need to work on a regular recording schedule, which, you know, we thought we had figured out. And unfortunately, my work life has taken a turn for the worst the last few months because of a lot of things that's been going on. But, you know, the other part is just being more prepared for these kind of shows. You know, a lot of times we'll end up recording and we record off the cuff, and I think sometimes you can kind of hear it. So, but, you know, maybe that's what makes us unique, is that we're able to go back and forth even if it is off the cuff. But
I think sometimes people like sit in and listen to us and they're like, you know what, these guys are just having a conversation and they feel like they're in it. They're just listening.
But that's the big thing too for me, is just, you know, is figuring out a way to get people more involved with the show, whether it be comments on the blog, comments within iTunes, setting up a maybe like a hotline where people can call and leave a message and, you know, or leave us a question that we answer on the show. I mean, I think stuff like that would be awesome.
Maybe it's time for me to release a sex tape.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that could potentially help at least draw some people to the website.
With somebody popular, though. maybe like a 60-year-old actress from, like, Dynasty.
Maybe like Justin Bieber.
No.
I'm just saying. But, yeah.
Joan Collins.
That's, wow. That's
No. How about Bobby Rogue? Bobby Rogue and Joan Rivers sex tape.
Oh man, but that, how funny would that be?
Or Bobby Rogue and a midget.
Well, you know, and I think the interesting part from you know, in regards to you, is you weren't really in the podcast. I mean, I don't even know if you listen to podcasts. Did you ever listen to podcasts even before we started doing it, or it was just more, was this more of just like kind of a radio thing for you?
It was definitely more of a radio thing. I mean, I knew about podcasting because you had exposed me to it. So I started listening to some podcastings.
Yeah.
When I started listening to some nutrition podcastings. Then I started listening to podcastings on leadership. And so when I first started hearing about podcastings, I really more viewed them more as a informational piece, educational piece.
Right.
And all of a sudden it was like, hey, you know what? We can make an entertainment piece out of this.
Right.
And that's one of the things for like 2011, is I'm hoping to maybe start bringing on some guests, and, you know, we'll expand, you know, the Lowdown Radio universe to other subjects. I know right now we're touching upon entertainment, you know, but, you know, there's other cool things that people are out there doing. So, you know, that will be pretty cool. You know, we can mess around with video.
Yeah.
So lots of exciting things. You know, maybe we can host like a winter solstice celebration where I beat the crap out of the pinata. I don't know.
That would be funny. And I think for me, I mean, I'm a podcast geek, as far as, I mean, there's at any given time, there's 13 or 14 podcasts on my iPod, you know, that I'm listening to, that I listen to regularly. And I think, you know, I've mentioned this before on the show, and I definitely want to mention it again as we're kind of looking back at our first year, is, you know, a lot of my inspiration comes from a guy named Scott Johnson and a guy named Randy Jordan, who
Guillermo McAlpin.
Who, you know, those guys, if you go to frogpantsstudios.com and you can look at the plethora of shows that Scott has helped found and has inspired, you know, and I'm definitely not the only podcaster that guy has inspired to do stuff, but, you know, listening to their shows, you know, the plethora of shows that he has inspired me to even attempt to get behind a mic and attempt to entertain people. And you know, if we get even a quarter of the following that those two guys have, then I think that we'll be in a good spot where we felt successful.
Awesome. Yeah. Awesome. So, it's 12/10/2010. I know we had previous podcasts in regards to movies. What is the best movie now at the end of the year that you have seen?
Oh man, that's a good question. 'Cause you know, I'll be the first to admit I wasn't as big of a movie guy as you are, but I definitely saw a lot more movies this year because of the show, which I think is a good thing. I think, man, that's a good one. There was a couple good movies I saw. I think Toy Story 3 was cool. A good movie. What was interesting about that is we actually got to see it together, and it was the first movie that we took that my kids had been to. So that I think that movie will always be special for me.
I remember them eating all my popcorn.
Yeah. And my daughter still to this day talks about how she wants to go to the movies with you. So,
teaching Carlos's daughter how to be a pop star. We've started going over songs already.
Yeah, she's 4 going on 40. I think Harry Potter, I did enjoy, and I know you didn't really like the last Harry Potter, but I did enjoy the last Harry Potter. I thought there were some parts that I didn't really dig, but for the most part it's held fairly true to the book, so I enjoyed that.
I thought 2010 was pretty weak for movies. I'm looking forward to 2011 because as soon as March hits, oh my God, I think every weekend there's going to be some sort of blockbuster hitting
the
silver screen.
Right.
Because it's not going to be the big screen. I think 2011 will be the year of the silver screen. So I'm really looking forward to it. But a shout out to The Social Network. I thought they did a tremendous job. Obviously, Toy Story did a tremendous job. And I am hopefully right on this one, but I hope that Mila Kunis and Natalie Portman both get Oscar nods for Black Swan.
Yeah.
That was an amazing, amazing movie that hopefully makes a lot of noise. And it's in limited theaters because it's only in big cities. But man, crazy. I think it was in a little bit over 100 theaters opened last week. It was averaging like 84,000 a movie house.
Wow.
So, I mean, imagine if that movie, you know, was a big time, it'd be breaking some crazy records. But I think these girls are going to get some Oscar nods. And that's the thing, man. You know, there's a lot of entertainers out there, you know, or people that report on entertainment. And I want to be part of that generation, man. I want to enjoy it. Even if it's from my living room and I get to talk about it, you know, I want to chit chat.
Right.
And I hope it's awesome. I hope it's awesome. Like lowdownradio.com.
So what's going to be that one movie you see before the end of the year?
Oh man, you know what? I've been getting into a lot of country, which people who remember me as a teenager, all I listened was to rap music from the East Coast. And now I'm a big, big country buff. So I'm totally looking forward to True Grit and Country Strong.
Yeah. I heard a lot of people talk about True Grit. I think for me, I think the one movie, I mean, this is kind of a no-brainer, but Tron. I definitely want to see Tron as my last movie for 2011.
That's coming up.
Yeah,
it's next week.
Next week, yeah, it's getting ready to come on next week. So I think that's going to be the one I see before the new year, and I'm looking forward to seeing that one. But there's a crap ton of movies coming out next year that I'm sure we'll be discussing as the weeks go on. So if you'd like to learn more about The Lowdown, please visit our website at lowdownradio.com. You can also follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/lowdownradio. Bobby, 1 year, what do you think, man?
I think that people need to go out to the stores if they don't have a TV already. I think they need to go to the podcaster section, and I think they need to input lowdownradio.com/feed, F-E-E-D, and listen to me on the small screen.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
And when Carlos,
when
too.
When you sent me the snapshot of it, because I don't have a TiVo, so when you sent me the snapshot of your TiVo with the Lowdown Radio stuff on there, I thought that was pretty cool.
Did you show Mrs. Carlos?
I sure did. She was like...
Isn't that cool when you just see stuff like that?
She's like, Bobby's a nerd. I said, yes, he is.
I will admit to it sometimes.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to The Lowdown, and we will catch you soon.
Adios.
This has been a Lowdown Radio production. To listen to all of our shows, please visit our website at lowdownradio.com.